Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Officials are working flat out to assemble a package of trade measures to put to the United States. The intention is that they're ready and perhaps even agreed on before the 90-day suspension of tariffs is lifted at the beginning of July. Central to the package, South Africa's citrus, wine, table grapes and nuts. News 24 reports that Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau is driving the process. Interviewed just before the May Day holiday, Tau said that if access for South Africa's citrus was lost, then Citrus Dull would effectively have to close down. Also closely involved, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen. He's confirmed that he has sent a specialised agricultural attaché to Washington who is very knowledgeable on phytosanitary issues. For example, according to the News 24 report, South Africa does not allow the import of US pork products due to the presence of a viral disease in US pigs. The Americans deny it's a problem, and that's what's known as a non-tariff barrier, and the two countries have been bickering about this sort of thing for years. No real surprise, but Anglo-American shareholders have voted overwhelmingly in favour of the demerger of Anglo Platinum, Amplats. At a general meeting in London, over 99% voted for the plan. Anglo Platinum will now stand alone, which observers say will be highly positive for the business, as it will now have greater flexibility in how it manages and invests in operations. The demerger will go through in June of this year. The new company will be known as Valterra Platinum, with a listing in Johannesburg and a secondary listing in London. Figures released by SARS just ahead of the May Day holiday show that we recorded a bigger-than-expected preliminary trade surplus, 24.8 billion rand, in March. Imports were less than expected, while exports of coal, iron ore and manganese were up. The markets are very quiet generally, with many closed, like ourselves, for May Day. London was trading. The FTSE closed last evening flat. New York saw the Dow up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 1.5%. Tokyo this morning up 0.7%, Hong Kong up 1.5%, Sydney up 0.8%. The US dollar has picked up to 1.13 against the euro, the rand 18.49 to the dollar, 20.91 to the euro, 24.60 to sterling. That is the rand's best level against the dollar since the beginning of last month, although we're still well down against both the euro and sterling. Gold at 3,257, platinum 973, Bitcoin just over 97,200, Brent crude oil just over $62.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.